You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
When it comes to media, the message is it's time for a truce between the singular agreement people and the plural agreement people.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks, Rebecca. So glad to be here to talk about media.
We got this question from Laurel. Laurel says, has media become a singular word by now? Because technically, it's plural. And there it is. There it is. Right there.
Now, Rebecca, you, as a member of the media, have you received guidance about what form of verb agreement you should be using, singular or plural?
I might be getting in trouble here. I don't think I have. So I'm just going to tell my news director, apologies if you did tell us something about this. And it's interesting, though, because it is the media, especially like in the last, 8 to 10 years, does frequently come up as a subject of the news. The media is the subject of what the media is talking about. Well, clearly, I just used it as a singular. So I guess there it is.
Yes, you did. I noticed that as well. And I thought, well, Rebecca, I think we know something about what agreement you use. You said the media is. And I will say right now up front, you are far from alone. That is, in fact, at this point, the more popular usage. Let's go back in time first to think about medium, which is technically the singular. As Laurel mentioned, if we want to be technical, and I think by technical, what we mean is go back to the Latin from which we borrowed this word, medium is the singular and media is the plural. And in the late 1700s, you can find medium referring to magazines and newspapers. It's interesting to think about why something like a newspaper was referred to as a medium, and that's because it was seen as an intermediary. It was delivering the news to people. Now, once we have mass media as a means of mass communication, newspapers, radio, TV, now the internet, social media, regarded collectively, we start to see both singular and plural agreement. We've got examples back to 1923 in the Oxford English Dictionary for mass media as a singular. We also occasionally see medias. Here's an example from 1927, one of the best advertising medias in the Middle West. Rebecca, how do you feel about medias?
I don't like that. That sounds weird. I don't think I can say it.
Well, neither does Brian Garner in his English usage guide. He draws the line there. But Brian Garner, along with Merriam-Webster, are saying media at this point can be either singular or plural. Both are standard. That now media is often being seen as a singular non-count noun. That we're thinking about all of these different kinds of media collectively, and then you'll get singular agreement. But the Associated Press style book is resisting. The AP style book maintains that the noun media should be plural. And in their 2024 guide, they add a note that writers should try to avoid implying that the media are monolithic. And you'll notice what I did there, because it's what they say in the guide, that the media are monolithic. So, Rebecca, how do you feel about that kind of agreement? The media are not monolithic.
I actually think that makes sense because the media is made up of so many different types of publications, different outfits. There's NPR, there's MSNBC, there's Fox News, there's the Detroit Free Press, there's all sorts of different things. I agree that it doesn't really make sense to lump them all into one category.
I agree. And usage is that we're still using media as a collective noun. It is possible to have a collective noun and for us still to recognize that there may be a lot of difference within that collective noun. So we have information, which is a collective noun, and we know there are many different kinds of information. And at this point, media, lots of different kinds, but many people will use it as a singular. One possibility is to differentiate agreement where media is collective, and media are, you're trying to emphasize all those differences.
All right, I have made a note to discuss this with our news director, Vince Duffy, so I will be doing that. Thanks so much, Anne, for putting that on my radar.
I hope the conversation goes well.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.